tell you one story I saw. I don't know if I told this to you, Eddie, about the car on Manhattan motorway.
No, tell us.
I think it's a welding on my side.
Oh,
I'll tell it to you. I'm not sure if I turned this over, but anyway, the mice of the story is like this. I was reading from Dr. Spiro, I think it is. He's got a lot of books. He says there was a woman driving on the Manhattan motorway in America. There was a lot of traffic, very lot of traffic. So she was going very, very slowly. Anyway, she's a bit bored. So she decided she'd look around out the window and see what's going on. She sees a few cars in front of her. She's an old banger, an old car, for sale. So she looks at the number then. She says, you know what, she wants to have a bit of fun. She's a bit bored on the motorway. She's going to phone the number up. So she phones the number up and she says, hello, good morning, or whatever. He says, yes. He says, I'm telling you, I have a few cars behind you. I'm on the same motorway as you are. I see your car's for sale. I tell you the truth, I said, I'm not really interested in buying a car. So I'd like to know, why are you selling it? So the person says, does he eat? Yeet, actually, she was a yeet, and the person in the car was a yeet. And he said, I'll tell you the truth, I've got a wife now who's very, very ill. And I lived in a certain place, I can't remember what the place was, and I'm told to come over here for treatment. And I've got no more insurance left, so I'm just trying to sell off whatever I've got, I'm trying to sell off. So this car is not much necessity, so I'm selling this car. So the woman says to him, who would you like to see? Which doctor would you like to see? He said, I'll tell you the truth, the name of the doctor is Dr. Goldblatt, a specialist in the field I'm looking at. That's the one I'm looking to see. There's a bit of silence on the line there. And the woman said, I've got some good news for you. My name is Mrs. Goldblatt, and my husband is actually the doctor you're looking for. Anyway, to cut the story short, she arranged a meeting with this person. He said, the Ashkocha Protestant is my Marjan Mule. It's amazing, but it shows some of these people meet together in such a place. And she had an iPhone for some reason to phone this person up. The Bernishon wants to do something, it's done. Done. Very good. Good story. What's that going to do with Steinmaker at the time? I don't know. But I said, I've said this story more than Steinmaker at the time.
Life.
What?
This was for life, it's she has that lose on first.
Yeah, very good. Okay, well, it's a Steinbeck around the town. Very, very interesting parish over here. I'm not very happy with myself here, so I don't think you're right about this thing. It's only an 8th of Tevah.
What?
Yeah. I think, Lushan, I said something today, so I don't know, I had to check out mummies, but Lushan is high. I don't think a person can say it's an 8th of Tevah.
What?
You should have to
be around the town. Is it an
Aveira?
No.
Is it an Aveira?
If you don't
hear the question,
we don't get told like that.
No, it's an interesting because we said the Gemara says, the Gemara says, he says because it was a weak thing back then. It's a people don't do this mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which is not so much, people don't enjoy doing this mitzvah. But anyway, let's go on to it. We went through yesterday quite a few halachas here of Steinmaker Reich Targum. So we said the scholars of Steinmaker Reich Targum, and we said, you're not going to stand up. Some people are admitted to can't be dressed in a tassel and tefillin when they do it. I haven't seen that, but I'm sure people do it. One should be curb and lachas, but curl knowing. One should do it slowly, actually. The mice, I'll tell you the truth, I must tell you really. We learn chumish, when we learn chumish in the cheder, so that's how we stay with it like that. The truth is, mummish, if a person sits down and learns chumish, probably it's a beautiful limit. So, mummish is a beautiful limit. So, we're very quick, that's how we do it. We do it very quickly. If a person sits down and actually learns a bit, when this falls on, someone told me this a few years ago, a boy, he said to me, he's trying to do now 5 psukim a day, but eating in chumish. Like a little boy, I'm always such a good idea. He's trying to go through the chumash, and that's really what one's supposed to do. That's the idea of Steinmaker Reich Targum. That's meant to understand a bit what he's saying. Right. So we said that the Maaseh twice, Mikra, Targum, Shai, we do Rashi. Well, we speak about it. We spoke very interesting about it. My sister, Hindus do it from a saber toe, actually. If a person can do it from a saber toe, he knows the notes he can do it from a saber toe as a Hindu to do it from a saber toe. There are different ways of doing Steinbeck Rite. I've come back to what you said yesterday, very interesting. There are different ways of doing Steinbeck Rite at Targum. So we said, one of the ways that we should rule this down is every posuk twice and then a Targum afterwards. That's really, if you think about it in logic, that's really the best way of doing it, really, because then you might understand what you're saying. That's the best way to do it. We said yesterday, we went to a big shiloh this thing about raised thing about can you be yotzer with the balkoras? No, that's two things actually. It's two things. Someone asked us yesterday, I got it a bit wrong. So someone asked, can you be yotzer with the balkora, the mikra? The Meister Mishabur brings down at the beginning here in the HP, hey, that one can't. You can't be yotzer shomei ka'ona. He doesn't like this to be yotzer shomei ka'ona with here the balkora.
Why not?
Well, a person shouldn't read once mikra, once targum, be a chamin nishmoyam ashatz, and then have kavana to be yitzah with a shatz. Ella, sorry, mikra is based upon me, you have to do it through twice. I am not wrong, but the ever yitzah with the ever like this. It's not ideal. Then we spoke on Eastern Shire yesterday about can you do once mikra, once targum, and then do together with the balkora mikra. So we said the Mishabur is not very happy with this action. Mishabur holds it's not ideal. It's not ideal how to do it. But others, the Levush and others hold there's nothing wrong with it at all. Maybe someone could do this. They said the Chavnish did this actually. So if a person finds it easier to do it this way, a person could do it that way. He can do Mikra once, then the Targum. If he wants to do Mikra again himself, he can do it. Or if he wants, he can do it together with the Balkoira and he can be Yotzer his Shnai Mikra.
Why can't you listen to the Balkoira for Yotzer Shnai Mikra?
Well, it's a percussion. Why can't we use Shemei Kohen? Looks like the voice, you have to understand what you're saying. It looks like that's not a way of doing it. You say it, it makes more of an impression.
You're saying
it. Shemei Kohen is a long distance.
You're on the
scholar.
You're on the scholar.
Yeah,
somebody asked me, please here. Somebody didn't say it. Listen
to Kohen. Is
he
on
the scholar?
Okay.
No, I must tell you, Mr. Ruhr says over here, so I'm just going to help you. Mr. Ruhr says you should do it yourself. Yeah. And then he says, Mr. Ruhr says, I'm not a Buddhist, but the Emmet, you say, Pam Achas, and Rashi Shom Mashas. But the Emmet, you don't attack.
That's
what I wanted to hear. Pam Achas.
Pam
Achas. I don't want to hear Pam Achas.
He has no Pam Achas. I want to be allowed to. I'd like to.
It's like, what's it? It's a shiva, you can only forget once. So I'm machin with the evidence. That's an interesting fact. Okay. That's one way of doing it. Another way of doing it, we spoke about yesterday, which we also found out, is to do to the end of the pay or the end of the summers. That means you finish off a parasha, which is Ruby's over here. I'm on the way, I'm bringing it down. That you can do, yes, you can call parasha based on what I can talk about. You asked me yesterday. It's funny this, you asked me yesterday this question, could you do Sheni and Shlishi?
Yeah, Parashah.
Remember?
Yeah.
I told the Aruch Hashem said that Sheni and Shlishi is nothing. In fact, I forgot to look it up today, I've got a whole contrast at home actually, and where it comes from is Sheni and Shlishi. Where is it from? So interesting, the Aruch Hashem said it's nothing, the Sheni and Shlishi, but I didn't find the Aruch Hashem today.
Chazal
was sucking
Shiva
Kriya,
you know,
it's
the seven people
should end up here. Yeah, maybe, but who said about Shiva
Kriya? It could be nothing, but why can't we use that as a
because the pastors are turned up with the pay and summons at the end, that's what a Torah classifies the end of an Indian. I don't know if you can make up your own
Indian. It's a war. It's not going to war. And the
turn is
actually giving
me the leaders of Shane. Yeah, it does stop there. I found today actually. See, everyone told me the Gaon. People told me that the Gaon says you can do every day a little bit to Shane Shishi Ruhi. That's what everyone said. I booked out with someone today, Cohen. It's the same thing. So the Gaon says you can't. Where is this corner we're looking about? Where is it? What? You told me the Gaon. I couldn't know when it's going to. I found today, I was looking. The Asayan, he brings over here, the Yotha Nichols came to Yizako, however you want. We're going to see about every day, once a week. My sister says, the Asayan was stumma psucha, oyma mokam achash and nira hefzik inga, mishabura, shema gro. The Orchas Rabbeinu, the shame hakon, Rabbi Yisrael Yakovnevsky, the same as Steitler, he says, you can use shame in shlishi.
Oh, you can.
The Steitler says, not a gro. It's a Steinler says also, there's a good company, and I know what that is good. I know what the Steinler. He says that you can use Sheni Shlishi Rabi in order to break off the parasha. Okay, so that's in the Chayra, another Makoya. I don't know that it's from the Mishmur, it looks like a pay or summer. Well, he says another Indian, whatever it's called, another Indian. But the Meister one should be Messiah somewhere where there is a break. Some meet the whole parsha. That's another thing. Okay, we'll come to that now. Right, now when does the mitzvah start? When does the mitzvah start? Ah, so if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, very interesting, the Shulchan Aruch shape that is. The mitzvah, Sib Gimel, Mi Yoyim Rishn Ve'edeh Choshen Masibot. The Machaber says the mitzvah starts on Sunday. Which is what's Shai's Pashtus, because on Shabbos you've already read the Parsha of this week, yeah? So in Chayel, you start from Sunday, it's a new Parsha. Master Mishnah Brewer doesn't know. Mishnah Brewer says, Yoyim Rishn Ve'edeh, he says, Masha Kosov Yoyim Rishn Lav Dafka. Mishnah Brewer says, Yoyim Rishn doesn't mean Dafka, Yoyim Rishn. And in the Kerem Tchilas, Lav Dafka, and unfortunately, it means it could start from Mincha. Now that's also a big question. What does it mean you can start from Mincha? When you daven Mincha, it's the Zman Mincha. Many Achronim take on that as soon as Mincha Gedolah is, you can start the next Parsha. Which quite we could have actually.
That's a good line.
You don't have to hear it, that's what I'm saying. Shem Zamzal is quite familiar. Here he's asking, do you have to be in a shul where they've heard you started the new Krishna? Or is it enough that it's written the Zman, from Mincha Gedolah is written the Zman that you could be doing that? That is already okay. So it looks like one point on that. From that time already, you can start Shnaikh Mikra Lech Talbim.
I'm on the last day already. Is that okay?
Oh, so I'll come to how long you've got to. We'll come to that. So hopefully. So again, the Mishnah Brewer takes on that it means Miyuan Mishnah is Lav Dafka and you can start already from Mincha Gedolah. Others are not so happy with this. And others tie in that Shabbos is awkward to the first, the one from yesterday, last week. And then you only start selling tafka, but the maaser, we suppose you can start from Arizal. The mitzvah in Amokha, what's the mitzvah in Amokha? The mitzvah in Amokha, let's go through this slowly, is to be finished before eating the Shabbos day meal. Finished. One should be finished before eating the Shabbos day meal. That's the chachila mitzvah Amokha. That is the mitzvah Amokha to do it. You can make kids on Shabbos morning have some cake, that's not called the main meal, but that's no problem at all. But before one starts one's main meal, one should be finished. Which says though, that's possible. You've got visitors in the house, you haven't done your Shabbos Lech Talbim yet. You've got visitors in the house who want to start Shabbos lunch, or you've got your B'nai Bais who want to start Shabbos lunch. It's going to delay them, then one is not mechoyev to push off the meal because of your Shabbos Lech Talbim. So ideally, one should finish it before Shabbos day meal. If one didn't, then one can do it a bit later. Just before we come to the end of the Zman is, so I think someone spoke this already out. Well, how should one do Shnai Mikra Lech Talbim? So we brought down yesterday, there's a minig that many people do every day a bit. That's also 100% Mutzah Chachira. Our Pikabola is in you to do the whole lot on Friday, it looks like. The whole lot, Erev Shabbos, without a hesed between at all. Someone just told me about myself, I can't remember which rabbit was, one of the Mishnah's rabbit, I think. He has this Kabbalah not to be mafsik at all, Shnai Mikra Lech Talbim. So he told me, someone just told me, I said, well, I don't know who was that. I don't know what Sedra was actually, I don't know what Sedra was, but it was the Sedra. He was in the middle of Shnai Mikra Lech Talbim, and his mother came in to ask him something. So he was worrying about what to do, because if he was mafsik, he wanted to be mafsik, he made a Kabbalah key not to be mafsik, and it was too sudden before he ended on me. Anyway, he thought that Kibbutz Ovei was more important, so he was mafsik for his mother, and then he started the whole lot again. That's a Pikabollah. Pikabollah is an idiom not to be mafsik at all. Meister, a Pia Locha, a claw, you can do no problem every day a little bit. You can do however you want, you spit it out, however you want to do it, there's no problem whatsoever in how you do it. A Pikabollah is. Sorry?
Every time. I don't
know
the
story. Why?
This is the Shem
Shem in the right.
You come
to
the
Shem
Shem.
There's nothing
that
I said,
but the Shem
Shem. I don't think wrong.
You say
it
10 times?
Torah. Okay,
fair.
I think so. It's a possible Torah. I don't know if it's a problem saying that. He's learning Torah. I'm sure he knew it sort of whatever when he was doing it. I asked him what he was learning. I'm sure he was learning Shem Shem in the Torah. He was now, Kibbutz Ovei, in a Cheshbel, Kibbutz Ovei, he should stop. He was mafsik. So that's the thing over here. So that is ultimately not something on Friday, straight out of Shachris, whatever. That's a different thing. If one couldn't do it, let's say one couldn't finish it on Shabbos morning before the Sukkah. Well, you couldn't do it then. Well, there's a few hadrogas, a few levels over here. The ideal time still is before Mincha. One should try and do it before Mincha. So on this, I think Rosh Hashanah says that's before your Mincha, actually. It's a chiddush really. I think, as far as I remember, that as far as I remember, says that you should do before your mincha. Before you start your mincha, you should try and be mashlim l'shnayim mikra ve'echa targu. If you can't do that, then many say you've got to Tuesday. This is really b'di'evah now. It's not mitzvah on mokhah anymore. Shabbos is an ideal time to do it. That is the ideal time to do it. Say, if a person plans his week, it's not so hard to do them. I say, you do a bit every single day, you know, it's not so hard. I have to speak about this thing about doing it with a Baal Kori. Is that the chalchila? Do it with a Baal Kori, or is it better you do it yourself? I said, many people rely on this, actually. You told me that the Rosh Hashanah told you you should do it with a Baal Kori.
Who told you?
So the Rosh Hashanah told him to do it with a Baal Kori. That's interesting, actually. So some people hold your Macham better when you do it with a Baal Kori. When you're saying with the Baal Kori, your Macham better. So it's an interesting point, that. Oh, come on, yeah. So what have you got now? So you've got now, which is already started. Sorry?
Carry on, you're saying until Tuesday.
If you make before Shabbos meal of Shabbos day, of the meal, the midday meal of Shabbos, that's the chachila. If you didn't do it there, you got till mincha. If you miss that, then you got midyama till Tuesday. Till the whole Tuesday, till Wednesday. Wednesday is next week, yeah? What?
What day is it today?
No, it's Tuesday night, because Wednesday, Mustafa, is the beginning of the next week. Wednesday's already got Shabbos, the next Shabbos, yeah? So now, that's why I'm done, you can say it's Tuesday night. It's got Shaykh as the previous Shabbos, Tuesday. Yeah. So you've got till then, and then, then, if you haven't done it then, it's an interesting over here, what, you can mash them till Aser Shmei Teshuva, some say. Some say till Aser Shmei Teshuva. If you miss the Aser Shmei Teshuva, you've got the Simchas Torah. And if you miss the Simchas Torah,
it's tough luck.
That's it.
It's a new cycle.
It's
a thing
to
admit
because
there's
only
a shower
the night. You can do it with the
Baal Kori. Now, when it comes to these times when you can do it, that's also interesting when you do a simple story, when you do a race, when you do a race. When the Chiyah Mezoi Sabrocha start. I haven't speak about this. Let's say, I don't know what we've got now. Rosh Hashanah, there's a sham. There's not Shabbos, yeah? So I don't know what sense we call it. Let's say it's the Tzom Vayelech, yeah? So when does the Chiyah Mezoi Sabrocha start? On Sunday, that's, let's say, Kisovoi, after Kisovoi, I'm not sure if it's right, I'm just telling you an example, yeah? Past Kisovoi, you read in the morning, in the afternoon, you'll be reading the Tzom already, yeah? But the following Shabbos will be Rosh Hashanah. So when does the Chiyah, when does the Zman start for the Shnayim Kerech Targum of that Sedra? That's an interesting point. And also, like you say, the question about Simchas Torah. Haramoid also, yeah, all these things, yeah. So you've got till then. Another thing is also interesting about reading a Mikra Balayla. It looks like from the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah's lashon is ideally one shouldn't do it. To read mikra at night, the bare hating holds up, he can't follow, one shouldn't do it at all. So it's interesting, not to do mikra or talk about that night.
Huh?
So that you say, unfortunately,
what? First day Sukkah is the Shabbos, and Shemini Atzeres is also Shabbos. It's where you're going to fix Zoy Sabrocha.
Zoy Sabrocha is an interesting one. Zoy Sabrocha is interesting. Zoy Sabrocha is an interesting one. Zoy Sabrocha, you mean, is that Shabbat? You can pass it to the Shabbat. When is normally Zoy Sabrocha? Let's start with Zoy Kasha. When is normally Zoy Sabrocha?
No Shabbat.
Yeah, simple. When do you do it? So I think it's a serious rule. One place is, I think, Shana Rava, one is the Shemini Atzeres. Yeah? Or can you start from the Shabbat before already? There's a normal year, can you start after the Shabbat before? Sorry?
After Shabbat's Mincha, Hazigos. But you start the Zoy Sabrocha.
Yeah, but I see you've often got to be done to in between, yeah?
You've got two weeks,
it's an interesting question, yeah. So over here, Mikra and Targum, and many possible Mako on Thursday night and Friday night. To do Mikra, if one has to do it, one can do it on, what do you call it? One of the also very interesting is that when Abraham writes, Toy Mishloy Lahastik in Shnai Mikra Vechatav. Now, Pashas, he's talking about why they're talking, obviously, because he's not including a whole lot in one go, Pashas, yeah? So he's saying that Toy Mishloy Lahastik in Shnai Mikra Vechatav, when a person does Shnai Mikra Vechatav, that time he's setting aside to do Shnai Mikra Vechatav, he should not be Mafsik, Toy. That's how the Russian is also a Mishnah Mogan Avraham, and the Mishnah also writes this Russian Toy. In I've got from the Bear Hater again, the Bear Hater writes, Issa God Lahastik in Shnai Mikra Vechatav, The Behated writes very, very humble. On the other extreme, Baruch Hashem says he can't stand watching the Isra talk. He says, you want to say a bracha?
What? You have to make a hefsek. It's gone. You don't have to do the whole lot of money.
No, that's what I just said to you. When whatever you mean yachad, you decide to sort of shady shlishi reed, that you can then you can start afterwards. But while you're between, let's say you're right, going from rishi to shady, you're going from the beginning to shady, that bit there you shouldn't stop. That's a shayla. I mean, I don't know, so that's sweet, that's the thing over here. I'm saying the behated holds the Issa God, Issa, what's his lotion? Is the God laughs at the Krishna and Rikra Katab, right? We've made him the behative. So he says you shouldn't be massive at all. But it looks like the Lashon Mishavur and Mogav Ram is Toyim Lahade, Toyim Shaloy Lahasit Masikha. It's good not to speak, but someone has to do it. Okay,
not yet.
Not yet.